Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. In the Gospel of today's Mass, Jesus speaks directly to your heart. Do not be anxious about your life. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Jesus commands us, do not be anxious. Anxiety is the fear that the future will not turn out the way we want or need. At its root, it's the failure to trust that God is our Father and He's taking care of us. But Jesus gives the remedy. You have a Father, and if God is your Father, He will always provide what you need. You are always safe. The remedy to anxiety is to trust in providence. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Divine providence is the way God, with wisdom and love, has from all eternity included every event, even your free good and bad choices, into his plan. And it's how he now actively guides all things, from the smallest details of your life to the greatest events of world history, guiding all of it toward the perfect fulfillment of his will. So providence means that from before time began, God had a plan in which he included every free choice of every angel and every human, and that he permits evil, but he never causes it, and he permits it because he's so good and wise and powerful that he can bring the greatest good out of everything. He's guiding everything to the greatest good. Now, no one can thwart God's providence except by refusing to cooperate. But even then, God continues guiding everything toward his perfect conclusion, always offering mercy. Divine providence is the way that God guides everything for the ultimate good. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Anxiety is the emotion we experience when we try to take control of what only God controls. We fear uncertainty and the future. But in response to that fear, we can become hypervigilant, trying to eliminate all uncertainty, trying to control everything. Wait, we have to start somewhere differently. Uncertainty is not dangerous. The more we try to control, the more anxious we become. And avoidance or procrastination or the effort to control everything, it only feeds the cycle. Healing begins when we stop those three things. Stop avoiding, stop procrastinating, stop trying to control everything. Step into uncertainty. Do what you reasonably can. Give everything beyond your control to God. And to begin to learn that uncertainty is not dangerous. It's the place where God can do fantastic things in your life. It's the place for great adventure, the great adventure of your life. Imagine if it was all planned out already. If God gave you a script, here's your life in every detail to the point that you died. You wouldn't like that. So God is allowing you to write the story with him. And yes, it involves some uncertainty. And that is a little fearful. But it's what makes your life the great adventure that it is. But he doesn't leave you on your own. He's got your back the whole time, which leaves you free to act and enjoy the adventure. So Jesus is teaching us that you're safe, not because you control the outcomes, but because your Father is guiding all the outcomes for good. And you don't need to know the plan, the script ahead of time, because you have a Father who's guiding all things to good. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. When I know that God is my Father, and that his providence is governing everything. That takes the fear out of uncertainty, and then the anxiety fades. Because I'm not required to control everything that's beyond my control. My health, my career, my family, or even the possibility of suffering. I'm free to make choices, to act, to really live the adventure of life, knowing that my Father has already incorporated every choice, every trial, everything into his perfect plan. Even the worst things can't stop his providence from making the greatest story out of my life. As St. Paul says, we know that in everything God works for good for those who love him. And St. Julian of Norwich said, all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. If God is my Father, I'm safe. And it won't just be okay, it'll be the best. Even in suffering, even in failure, even when others sin, providence transforms it all into the greatest good. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Every meditation should end with a practical resolution. So what's our resolution about anxiety and providence? Today, I will not try to predict every outcome, demand certainty. When I feel anxiety coming on, I'll remind myself, as Jesus said, your Heavenly Father knows what you need. So all I have to do is do what I can, and God will do the rest. But when that anxiety rises, I will pray, Father, you've already written this moment into my story. I trust you. I'm safe in your providence. And then I can act with freedom. But after I act, I'll look back and I'll see God really did provide. And then I begin to collect evidence that uncertainty was never dangerous because my Father was always faithful. And with each act of trust, it becomes proof that providence holds my life. And even if I feel fear, I'll act anyway. I'll take the next step. I won't procrastinate. I won't avoid. I won't try to escape the moment. I'll simply place my hand in the hand of providence and take the next step forward. Because my Father is guiding absolutely everything, even my failures, even my missteps, even the evil done by others. God is guiding everything to my greatest good. Jesus, I trust in you. Father, I abandon myself to you. Mary, Our Lady of Providence, carry me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what are your thoughts on this? So, the definition of beauty is that it's something that has both order and surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remove the surprise, it's just banality. It's just boring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's all surprise with no order, it's chaos.
Yeah.
But what do you think about this idea that God hands you a script of your life, moment mm-hmm. by moment. There's no, now you read through it, there's no surprise in it. Now just watch it, how it plays out.
It's funny to me because this is the perfect example of where I go awry, even though I experience this truth every day. Because I don't know if you know this about me, but I am maybe the most controlling person. I like to plan everything out. I want to orchestrate everything. I want to scheme. I want to plot. And I really have this expectation that if I try hard enough, I can dictate exactly how my life will go. And not just my life, but every interaction, every moment and beat of my life. But
how's that going for you?
I'll tell you what, you create this opportunity for great disappointment all the time about nothing, because yeah. there was no reason to think that it would ever actually turn out that way.
Yeah.
But funny enough, because I write every day, it's my favorite thing to do. I meticulously plot out a story, but still the greatest enjoyment I get isn't from perfectly executing exactly as I've outlined it, a chapter that's completely predictable. It's when I'm surprising myself, when yeah. I'm writing, and suddenly the character just kind of spins off the page and takes it in an entirely different direction, and you realize they would act in an entirely different way, and yeah. the story just, even though I'm the writer, even though yeah. I have outlined it,
yeah.
I enjoy writing the most when it takes over
yeah.
and something clicks in a way that I didn't expect, and I'm just laughing aloud to myself. But if I could just react that way when my plans didn't go
yes.
as I expected them to.
Yeah, you know, I look back on my life, and the things in my life that give me the greatest delight, my wife, my kids, even things like the pilgrimages I've led, mm-hmm. and this podcast. If I go back to, let's say, when I was 16, and God would say, okay, right now you get a chance to write out exactly what your life is going to look like.
Oh, what a terrible life you would have lived.
I would have missed out.
Yeah.
I would have never written those yeah. things into my
All
script.
All of my favorite things in my life right now are things that I couldn't have predicted until the moment that I had them. And had my plans worked out, I would have had something worse.
Yeah.
Even down to the friendships that I think I spent a lot of time in high school and college. You see someone and you're like, oh, we would be good friends. If only we could be the best of friends. But when I actually look at my closest friends now, they're people who just popped into my life.
Yes.
And suddenly we were thick as thieves.
Yeah. So why do we have this? We know this. Is it that we just forget it and we get consumed with this idea that uncertainty is so dangerous?
It's also, I think it's forgetfulness, but it's also a bit of pride. Because even though that is exactly how the story has been written thus far, I'm still like, okay, that's nice, God. Give me the pen.
Yeah, hey, exactly.
It's like when you're, I don't know if in school you ever experienced this, where a teacher sits down to help you with your homework or a test or something, and they're fixing all of your mistakes and walking you through them. But if I was just like, yeah, that's nice. Let me continue being wrong.
Yeah.
Can you get your pen off the page?
Let me continue being wrong. Yeah.
I know you've proved where I got off the track every step of this essay, but I really think somehow the next thing I put down is going to be better than you.
Do you think that a good way or some practical ways to get over anxiety are to first look back over your life and look at all the great things that came by sheer surprise?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all the ways that God took care of you with these great surprises, and then to sit and really think about the fact uncertainty is not dangerous.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very good. I think I also want to practice. I thought of a new motto, a new way I'd like to react to unfortunate circumstances or things that I perceive as unfortunate, which is, I can't wait to see how this ends well.
Yes, I can't wait to see how this ends well.
Mm-hmm.
That's an awesome motto.
No matter what happens, no matter what crazy, almost dumpster fire I'm watching of my plans and the events that unfold before me, I'd like to just step back and say, well, I can't wait to see how this ends well.
I'm hoping that you, I'm counting on you becoming a saint, and
that they
attribute that great
that
motto to you.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah. But that's exactly what Julian of Norwich said. All shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.